recording live somewhere.
Cancel the apocalypse.
Conscious flow. Tap to the conscious flow. It's like this music, it's all we got, man. We gotta use it to like spread the message. Conscious flow. World's crazy. Politics, polished bricks. Conscious flow. Tap to the conscious flow. Conscious flow.
Hey everybody, welcome to Conscious Flow episode 101.2. This is our second from the intro series. This one, we're going to be talking a lot about politics, society, world perspective, beliefs. We're going to examine some of the media, elite control, power structure, and conspiracy. So strap in, got a song for you here, and we'll be right back.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Haven.
Clap your hands, yeah, clap your hands.
But as soon as you start talking about political things, that's when everybody weighs in. Yeah, everybody gets pissed off. Because a lot of people are very extreme, you know? People are very sure about what they believe. You know, they're on the far right or they're on the far left of politics. You know, if you're on the far right or the far left, you know what you've done now? You've gone too far. Yeah, because that's where you find the extremist wackos, right out there. Because after that 9/11, I was so mad, I said, that's it! I'm becoming a hardcore, hard-ass, right-wing Republican fucker! So you run all the way over to the far right side, and there they are. There's your right-wing crew, a bunch of money-grubbing, greenhouse-gassing, seal-clubbing, oil-drilling, Bible-thumping, missile-firing, right-to-lifing, lethal-injecting hypocrites. There they are. There's your crew. There they are. People whose idea of a good time is strapping a dead panda to the front of a Lincoln Navigator and running over everybody in the gay parade. I can't deal with them. Get out of here. I'm going over here to the left side to be with all these loony lefty liberal people. And there's the crew. A bunch of bong-smoking, America-bashing, flag-burning, yoga-posing, incense-burning, dolphin-saving, salmon-eating hypocrites. Here they are. Here's the crew. These are the sensitive liberal people who are always yelling about everybody's freedom of speech and expression. Unless you happen to say something that pisses them off. Then they can't wait to tie your ass to the back bumper of a Toyota hybrid and drag it to the Berkeley campus and drop your carcass in front of the Fidel Castro building for the continuing study of why America sucks. Lunatics. The only place it makes sense to be, I think, is a little more moderate in here, right? The centrist, the middle. Like me, yeah. Yeah. Bunch of flip-flopping, fence-sitting, half-in, half-out, half-assed, non-voting so they can bitch no matter who wins. Those are your guys. But the ones that annoy me slightly more than all the rest of us are the trillionaire, bleeding-heart liberals. People who are going to change the world if they have to spend every buck of your money to do it. The limousine liberal people. People living in a mansion that's got 20 rooms that nobody's in, they're air-conditioned. Got a pool that nobody goes in, it's heated. Flying across the country on a 20-person jet all by themselves because they don't want to be late for a speech about energy conservation. Get off. Get off, you fucker. You think?
Okay, welcome back. Right now we're going to talk about media conglomeration. You know, what have you been told and by who and for what reasons, to what end? Media conglomeration is something that's happened over the last, I don't know, a few decades, I guess. But right now all of the mainstream media organizations in the United States are owned by about five companies, I believe. We'll have some links on the website that will give you some examples of this. You can do a pull-down bar and pick on a company and find out all the media-related companies they own, stations they run, papers they put out, all that kind of thing. So we've got some links to that. What might there be in a reason for this besides obviously just corporate power? Reasons or agendas, you know, there can be a definite reason. If you wanted to control somebody's perspective, you have to control what they know. You have to control the flow of information. If you wanted to do that, you would have to have control over the media organizations. And that seems to be what has happened. It might not, it may or may not have been completely by design. Probably was, but you know, who's to say? But the point is that by now, there are definitely a lot of conflicts of interest when it comes to media and politics. Everything is merged. Centralized power would probably be the most obvious reason for this. You know, you control what somebody knows, you control what they hear and what they see, then you control what they believe. And then you can therefore control by proxy how they act, how they behave. Also, it serves to dumb down the masses. Really, it sounds a little conspiratorial, but really, if you look at history, it's not crazy. If you look at history, you'll see that every time a dictatorial power wanted to really control the people and ensure that they would not rebel, they had to keep them ignorant and stupid. That's why the slaves were not allowed to learn how to read. Sometimes like freed slaves had a lot of restrictions on that kind of thing. So it's by design. It was done on purpose. The other thing I wanted to speak on this level is, you know, who are these guys on television? Who are these pundits? These, Chris Matthews and Sean Hannity and all these guys. Where'd they come from? What are their qualifications to tell so many people how they should think? You know, why is it so obvious, it seems, that you've got all these Republican guys that kind of come out and seem to tout the Republican line and just kind of bully people around? And then the people on the left side just kind of complain about the Republicans. So just like that quote we just heard by Richard Jenny, Politics in America, you know, you've got your crazy right wackos, you've got your crazy left wackos, then you've got your middle of the road, can't make up your minders, you know. But that's really politics in America, to a T.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. What do you want to do for? An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the cloudy sky. And up a cloudy draw.
Their brands were still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. The horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the skies. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-yay, yippee-i-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. Thank you.
riders passed on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range. And cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught him yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-yi. Yippee-yi-oh. Ghost Rider is in the sky. Ghost Rider is in the sky.
I'm just sick of this whole deal of we arm the world, we arm these little countries, and then we send troops over to blow the shit out of them, you know? We're like the bullies of the world right now. Do you know that? We're like Jack Palance in the movie Shane, throwing the pistol at the sheep herder's feet. Pick it up. I don't want to pick it up, mister. You'll shoot me. Look, mister, I don't want no trouble. I just came to town to get some hard rock candy for my kids and some gingham for my wife. I don't even know what gingham is, but she goes through about 4 or 5 rolls a week of that stuff. I don't want no trouble, mister.
You all saw him. He had a gun.
Okay, welcome back. That was Bill Hicks, Bullies of the World. And that's pretty much, that almost describes our foreign policy in America to a degree. The next thing I want to speak on now is conspiracy. That's a hot button word. If you want to control how somebody perceives something, you can create a belief that, say, in this example, conspiracies are crazy or conspiracy nuts. There's been so much ridiculing in the mainstream media of conspiracies, but most people don't even really understand the word. Conspiracies happen every day. Conspiracy means that you have conspired. That means planned along with someone else to do something. Conspiracies happen every day. Every single day, people are convicted of conspiracy to commit murder, conspiracy to commit fraud. It's not something that doesn't happen. Some people joke about the conspiracy theorists, you know, the X-Files type lone gunman people, but if you ever watch some of these cop shows, cops are the biggest conspiracy theorists there are sometimes, because they will come up with the strangest scenarios to convict the person that they think did it based on their cop sense. And so that's something that's interesting. But the word conspiracy is not bad. One thing to remember is, in, if you've ever read the book or seen the movie 1984, one of the guys in the book, he has a job, and their job is to destroy language to the point that he says in 20 years, people won't be able to understand the conversation we're having right now, because you get rid of certain words, then you narrow the definition of something. And if every event that can be labeled conspiratorial can be put in that box as, oh, you're nuts, that's a conspiracy, then you've basically psyoped a group of people just by using this hot button word. So that's why that word is very important. You know, you can use it, you can choose to use it or not to use it based on how people react to it. Sometimes I just use the word just to refer to what people know as conspiracy lore, but I try not to use the word itself because I don't really believe it needs to be pigeonholed like that. So, you know, that's conspiracy for you. When you're talking conspiracy, you know, you talk about they. Who's the big people behind it all? You know, you've got several groups that people think about. First one might be the Zionists. That's people who think that Israel is really behind everything. There's no doubt that Israel has their hands in a lot of dirty things. And that's not to be anti-Jewish. That's just the government of Israel. Just like I don't believe I'm being anti-American by criticizing the government of America. So, but there's a lot to that. Their Mossad is one of probably the best intelligence agency in the world. And they have definitely had their hands in a lot of things, but that's one aspect. Some people believe it's them. Yet you've got the kind of nameless New World Order. And they're basically also can be aligned with globalists, people that are working for a one world state, one world religion, one world army, all of that. Population reduction, that's kind of the New World Order. Skull and Bones, all that stuff is related to that. Very similar to that is the Illuminati. And the Illuminati is based on a real group that was called the Bavarian Order of the Illuminati, that was created on May 1st, 1776, by a former Jesuit priest named Adam Weishaupt. But they were basically ousted, forced out of Germany, I think, several years later. And supposedly, historians say that's where they died. Many people believe that they did not die there, that it was by deception. That creates the legitimate reference that people can write off and say, okay, yeah, it existed, but that's it. That's all that happened. And a lot of people are definitely believe that the Illuminati is alive and well. They kind of fit into a lot of these groups. Illuminati really represents a vast network whose members are immersed in all other secret societies and government and the business world, so that they work by hidden hand. That's what the Illuminati is really about. And then the last group that gets a lot of attention in conspiracy world is the Jesuits. A lot of people believe that the Jesuits and the Vatican and Rome are really in charge of all this New World Order stuff, and just an extension of the Roman Empire. The Jesuits definitely, it's called the Society of Jesus, and that is a secret society, and their head is called the Black Pope. And by some accounts, he's more powerful than the Pope himself. So there could be something to this. If you want to get more on the Jesuits, you need to check out VaticanAssassins.org. A guy named Eric John Phelps has done a lot of research into this, and also into all their far-reaching, you know, what they had effect on, including supposed deaths of presidents that either were supposedly assassinated in other ways or died by sickness, and they were supposedly killed by Jesuit doctors. There's a lot of theories out there. I don't know that I believe it 100%, but I really think he's got something to it. I think there's definitely something there. Those are the main groups that you'll see. You'll also hear about the Knights Templar. They go way back. That's why Friday the 13th is known as Unlucky, because the Knights Templar were basically routed and some of them were burned at the stake by, I believe it was in France, long, long time ago. We've got a few other groups like that, but those are the big ones. You know, if you go on the internet and you go into a conspiracy site, you will inevitably find references to probably one of those four groups. So what's the big picture with conspiracy and all this? You know, you got to keep your perspective. Don't forget what's important. Don't get lost in this huge, vast network of you know, satanic, you know, nefarious, bad people, because who knows how true it is. But that's what we're here to discover. We're here to talk about some of these things, point out the connections, and then let people decide for themselves. Be like, okay, here's the evidence. Here's what we know. Here's what we can conjecture. And have some debate on it and let it ride. Let you make up your own mind. Another thing I wanted to speak on before the next break is tactics that are used by, you know, say the elite or the power structure to try and divide us and keep us from uniting together under common cause. We should be able to drop all our differences and unite under our similarities and come together and get rid of bad government and bad dictators or whatever, and live good, whole, you know, wholesome, pure lives. But tactics like divide and conquer just destroy it every time. It might be the guise of giving one group pride in themselves, but then ultimately that creates negativity among other groups, and then you have an opposition, and then these people are fighting each other instead of uniting and fighting the common enemy. Divide and conquer is something that you should all keep in mind very, very much, because it really is used every day. And try, once you're aware of it, it's easier to not fall victim to it. And it'll still happen, but the more you're aware of it, the less it'll happen. And then the more you can bring that up to other people, and the more this idea will spread. And that's the point. And the other one I wanted to talk about is problem, reaction, solution. You're a big power structure and you want a agenda to get through, but it's too radical. You can create a problem. It's the oldest trick in the book. Make an enemy. Create a problem. Anticipate the reaction of the people. And then offer the solution. Maybe stricter gun laws. Maybe curfews. Maybe martial law. People will accept a lot of things because they believe their government is not bad. Most people want to believe the people in charge of them have basically their best interests at heart. But unfortunately, that's really not true. The problem, reaction, solution. We'll go over a lot of these things in the course of the show. I'll explain it a little deeper, give some real good examples. But divide and conquer and problem, reaction, solution are probably the two most important ones. And the whole left-right paradigm of politics in America is completely false. You've got to keep that in mind. If it was true, then the Democrats would have done something about the war in 2006, and they did not. So keep that in mind, and when you really start to visualize that there's not as many differences amongst these politicians, it's easier to break away from that two-party system and either vote third party or do whatever you decide. You know, you may decide to withdraw completely from the system. That might or might not be the best solution, or maybe you just go third party. If everybody who is disillusioned voted third party, there'd be a lot of third-party candidates that got in, and it would be more realistic, and you'd have twice as many running next time. So keep those things in mind.
We'll be right back.
You know what's bumming me out? I realize what bums me out. I watch too much news, man. It's depressing. You ever watch CNN for longer than, say, 20 hours in one day? I got to cut that out. Watch CNN. It's the most depressing thing you'll ever see, man.
War, famine, death, AIDS, homeless, recession, depression, war, famine, death, AIDS.
Over and over again. Then you look out your window. Where's all this shit going on, man? Ted Turner is making this shit up. Jane Fonda won't sleep with him. He runs to a typewriter. By 1992, we will all die of AIDS. Read that on the air. I don't get laid. Nobody gets laid.
Hey, we're back. Talking about the Ted Turner newscast. We'll be talking on over the show about recognizing propaganda, how to know what is propaganda when you see it. You know, the more you... There's a modus operandi to the people that are in charge who are making decisions that are bad for us. And once you the more you see it and you consider the source, you can read between the lines and sometimes see what they're really telling you. It's almost like a hidden language. So that's something that we'll be getting into. And when I say propaganda, I'm referring pretty much to the fake news. You know, news that has been put out there to try and discredit a particular, you know, maybe a movement among the people that say vaccines are bad, and they're trying to allay these fears and say, no, vaccines are safe. Maybe that's that kind of thing. That could be considered propaganda. But we'll get into a lot of that stuff, too. You want to always consider the source, you know. How many times has this source led you in the right direction? How many times have they told you things that were not true? Always consider the source. Be open to shed your beliefs. Don't say, I wouldn't say believe in nothing, but I'd say use your common sense. Use logic. Don't accept, you know, your religion 100% just because somebody told you to. You have an inner voice, and I believe that's your inner God. That's God talking to you, or whatever, however you want to see that. Shed your beliefs if they don't make sense. If you come across information that goes against your beliefs, you're just not going to accept it, or else it will shatter your beliefs. And if you're not open to it, that could be devastating. Be open. You know, find that inner voice. It's hard at first, but it gets easier. You'll be able to really tell what's what, and you'll feel better about the information you're coming across, because you'll be like, man, I used to believe all that stuff hook, line, and sinker, and now I can see the difference. I know when they're lying to me. I can tell that something's wrong. I can tell there's spin in this story. Why are they spinning it? You know, it's all observation and analysis.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Across space.
Step right up and step off the train.
The land before time.
Welcome to America.
All the freaks are here.
All you have to do is make a promise.
And stay on your grind.
You give it to me, I'll give it to you.
30,000 megawatts of power, baby. Radiating your soul.
Sign right here on the dotted line.
Come on, get you some free.
I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, before exiting the train, please leave your valuables, diamonds, rubies, and pearls in the cabinet adjacent to the left. The pussycats and the jackals, you can leave them with me.
Promise to you, baby. I love you two for two, and I for I.
Cause we're taking history and making a modern history. You see what I'm saying?
Right here.
We love to love you.
We're not responsible for lost articles and things.
Oh. Okay, so whenever he say a key word, everybody just shout on cue.
That's not science.
In closing, you know, we just need, like I said, kind of reiterating, we just need to be aware. We need to be aware of everything around us. There's a lot of things coming our way that a lot of BS being fed to us, and a lot of people just believe it just because. And things are not that way. You really have to be aware of your surroundings. Look around you. See what's going on. Talk to people. You know, there's no substitute for experience. You know, there's a lot of worldly distractions. There's a lot of things that are meant to distract you from caring about things that are going on in the world. Television, game shows. You know, if you plan your weeknights by what's on television, you probably could be spending it in way more creative and productive ways. So see about, you know, what really, if you're not really doing anything really artistic and creative, what moves you? What are you passionate about? Find a way to express yourself, you know. That will raise your consciousness. That will raise your conscious flow. Will raise all those things, your energies, and better things will happen to you, and more things will come along. I guarantee it. You know, just stay focused on what's right. Do what you know to be right all of the time, not just what seems to be right for you at the moment. And karma will take care of the rest. I want to thank you guys for listening in. This was our second of the intro series. We got one more available, and stay tuned for next month, our first full format show. I'll have links on the website to a lot of the things I've been mentioning here, and also some more information on the samples and songs that we played. So check out myspace.com/conscious_flow, or go to thecivilian.com and you'll see the link for it there. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you later. Peace. Thank you.
Everybody thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply cause we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
Ooh.